I'm very grateful to have the honor to introduce Pat McClure today. Pat is a favorite at Word and Life, and I've always been impressed with her energy and her insight, and I'm always thrilled to hear her. Pat is often asked why she doesn't write books. And her answer is that her first response when she sees a problem or she sees something happening in the world is to create a project that will help communities deal with their challenges. There's plenty of writing associated with these projects, but instead of turning into pages, it turns into action. Those are the words of Pat. So here's a list of some of those projects that Pat has started and a sense of how her work has developed over the years. Her first project began in her first teaching job when she was teaching junior high. And she asked her principal and some of her fellow teachers whether she could try out teaching in the round and experiment with linking art classes with math, English, and history classes. That it was successful, and it led to a fellowship at Stanford for graduate work. Her next stint was a Fulbright scholar in New Zealand. And then she was married and had a family, and she was beginning the beginning of community work wherever her husband took her. In the 60s, Pat helped found the Glendale Arts Forum, which within 5 years designed the first grant for art in the schools given in California by then the brand name National Endowment for the Arts. In the early 70s, in Ridgewood, New Jersey, she encouraged them to transform the A in RAGS, the acronym for Ridgewood Association for Good Schools, so that it read from then on as Ridgewood Arts and Good Schools. In the mid-70s, in Santa Barbara, she was the founding board member of Children's Creative Project, which is now almost 40 years old, and she was the docent with the Santa Barbara Art Museum, followed by many years as a trustee of the museum and still sustaining member of the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. At the beginning of the 80s, she established a nonprofit educational consultancy called the Human Curriculum, which offered new research in stages of human development and cognitive science to school districts to broaden and expand teaching and learning strategies. In the mid-80s, she founded a second nonprofit to apply some of those new thinking strategies to the public sector. That was entitled Community Human Intelligence Projects. Its acronym is CHIP. It is still remembered by the Santa Barbara Leadership Program, one of the several offsprings of her projects. It was the work of the Human Curriculum and Human Intelligence Projects that caught the eye of two MacArthur Foundation scouts. And thus Pat received the MacArthur Award for Public Creativity in 1984. In the late 1990s, she was asked to run a 3-year grant from Trinity Church, Wall Street, given to her church, All Saints by the Sea, which was one of 10 churches to run the pilot project, introducing a non-linear form of thinking and working, which was derived from the Quaker principles of deep quiet and listening into parish practice. What they learned has become the foundation of much of her work since that time, and it offers the insight into the remarkable book that we're studying by Samir Suljanović. So let's welcome Pat McClure. It's with great pleasure that she's speaking with us today.
As you share